These are the letters sent to the magazine. This first one is from Charlie Hall of Crystal Lake, Illinois. I realized that this is perhaps a tangent from the subject article, The Most Pressing Questions, Consciously or Not, for 18 to 29-year-olds are, what should I do with my life for a career? Where should I live? And with whom should I live? And I realize these are not directly spiritual questions. However, we as the church need to be a part of helping young adults answer these questions. Perhaps if we help young adults find satisfying answers, they'll want to be a part of the church's life through the rest of their lives. How are we helping 18 to 29-year-olds answer these questions? This letter from Nathan Peterson of West Lafayette, Indiana. I applaud Julie Yurko for her service to people in need through the Northern Illinois Food Bank. That's from the article I'm a Lutheran. A perfectly good fruit or vegetable might not be set out for customers at a grocery store because its appearance isn't quite up to standard. I see some similarity in humans. We have our flaws, but we need to be reminded that we are lovable. The doors to church and the doors to food banks are open and welcoming. Love your neighbor and know that you're loved. This letter from Reverend Clifton Eschbach of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much for the thorough article lifting up Lutheran Outdoor Ministries in the July 2019 issue. The article did a great job of illustrating the continuing relevance of ELCA Outdoor Ministries. With diverse and innovative programming implemented, the positive impact that Outdoor Ministries has on this church cannot be understated. Having this article appear in an issue in the summer, however, indirectly perpetuates the stereotype of outdoor ministry centers being summer-only programs. Such an article would be particularly beneficial in January or February to encourage year-round use by retreat groups. This from Reverend Gil Waldkoenig. The article, 100 Years of Inspiring Faith, Camps and Retreat Centers Shape Leaders, made an error of omission that obscures not only an important part of Lutheran camping history, but also how vibrant it is today. On page 16, after citing the first camp named Wabakaneki, which didn't survive, it failed to include Camp Nawakwa and its continuous ministry since 1929. The story of Nawakwa is the Burkhart's thesis mentioned in the article. On a positive note, the article cites President Johnson calling for seminary students to learn mission and leadership in outdoor ministry. This from Keith Gatling. I just finished reading about Pastor Adam White at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and his weekly outdoor office hours. When I finished it, I wanted to jump up and shout, yes. This is what we ELCA Lutherans are all about. But I'm on duty at the library right now, and I'd startle the patrons. Leslie Dunsworth writes, I write to comment on the article by Pastor Lenny Duncan. I found this piece compelling and written brilliantly. Thank you. This from Lynn Yost of Hummelstown, Pennsylvania. I've never been as moved or educated as I was by reading Reverend Duncan's article. Although it will be like asking legislators to limit their own terms, asking us old white folks to consider this holy project is worth doing. Thank you, Reverend Duncan, and may God bless us as we try to look at this problem through new eyes.